Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Thrifted Life, the joint where fashion meets sustainability and self-expression is always in style. I'm Nifemi, here to guide you through the stories behind the scenes and trends that define a generation. In each episode, we'll be joined by style icons, industry insiders, and thrifting pros to uncover how they're redefining fashion one thrifted piece at a time. So grab your favorite vintage find and let's dive in. Today, we're welcoming Maya. Maya is a hella fly communications and media studies major, my good friend, and top two creative directors, and not number two.
Wait, I fucked with that. It's giving Shannon Sharp, like, yes.
Maya, I've got to know Maya. Like, we've thrifted a lot. We've gone to a bunch of we've worked even together at a thrift store. So I kind of have a glimpse of how Maya thrifts. But do you want to tell the people how you thrift? Do you like to thrift alone? Do you like to, just tell us, get into it.
I haven't thrifted in a while. So let's go back to when's the last time I thrifted. I couldn't tell you. But when I was thrifting like regularly, like in like high school, stuff like that, mm-hmm. I was thrifting groups. Mm-hmm. And it was just better that way. Because like, you know, when like people are like hiding stuff in the corner.
Yeah.
Like you see something, oh my gosh, look at this. This is so you.
This is so you.
Like stuff like that.
And it's the ugliest shit ever.
No, but like when it's good, it's like, whoa, like you guys know me, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, literally.
So like those is like, I feel like that's when I find like the best pieces ever, when it's like I'm with people. Mm-hmm. And like, you know,
some people don't like that. I know some people who'd rather thrift alone, because like if they're thrifting with somebody and somebody sees a piece of clothing that they like,
the
they're like,
it's like,
yeah, there was, oh my gosh, last year I was thrifting with Risha. That's where I got the brown coat from. She found it. I was like, Risha, do you like sus me that? She tried it on. It was swallowing her.
Like I was
like
drowning.
Like that's not. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. But I like that. I really like
that.
So, media and communication studies. How did we get into that? How did we get here? Why?
The actual story, or you want like?
Well, yes. The people want to know.
Because I didn't know what media and communication was until like this one university fair, mm-hmm. That came to my school, my high school in November. Before that, I was just like, okay, I know I wanted to do something in like media. I wanted something like, it was between like marketing, advertising, like photography, all that kind of jazz, like mm-hmm. really media. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know like which one. I didn't want to be like stuck to one, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was just telling, like walking around booths, just like, and also in my head, like I was going to go to TMU, like TMU. My mom went there, like that's where I was going to go. And so I told like this girl at some booth, the Carlton booth actually, I was like, hey, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that. And she's like, communication and media studies. And I'm like, what's that? Mm-hmm. So then I read the little flyer thing and I'm like, my gosh, I need that, I want that, I gotta have it.
There we go.
And now I'm here.
Okay, I like that. Right now, people have been really getting into like being eco-friendly, because the world as we know it is...
It's not how we know it anymore.
So I feel like social media has played a big part in that, because like that's one way to get information to the masses, but social media also has its cons. Some might argue the cons are more than the pros, but as somebody who's media and communications studied, like you're in there, what role would you think your major or social media or just media as a whole has to play with sustainability ethics? Like, how do they help? Do they not help?
I mean, help? Okay. I think we help more in terms of like garnering a discussion or mm-hmm. like advocating or like bringing awareness to these topics or issues or whatever. But as for like help, as in like, do we make like an actual like practical change? No. We're like, so useless. We need to talk to like the engineers and the farmers and
right.
the, you know, etc.
Right.
But I do believe that like communication is key,
right,
to like foster, like as I said, like creating the discussions stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like people, like, you know, when like the whole like recyclable, like with
reuse, reduce, recycle.
Yes, reuse, reduce. Guys.
Mm-hmm.
When that whole craze was like very like big on social media, it did help in terms of like people being more aware, but I don't know. I can't tell you that it helps, like, the planet. I'm not going to say social media helped, like, made us better. Like, it couldn't have.
Like, the...
Because if you want to be real about it, the infrastructure of media and, like, the cables and all that jazz...
It's not helping.
It's actually depleting more. So, if we're turning...
Tell me when the internet is underwater.
We need to turn back around. But in terms of, like, actually, like, planning and trying to make a decision... Or,
right.
Like, as you said, like, the masses, like, news, like, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Put it on the board. Let us all read it.
Mm-hmm.
But then let's get out there and make a change.
Okay. About 2 years ago, there was this infographic that was going around and showing the country that produces the most waste in the world. Have you seen it?
The design isn't even giving infographic.
It's so predatory.
It's super predatory. Rest of the world.
Right.
First of all, it's literally all Southeast Asian countries. And then you have Brazil.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
As if you guys do not come and gentrify and tour Brazil. Why do you think there's trash? Because you're bringing trash to Brazil.
Thank you. Right. How do you think people manage or navigate through myths or disinformation on social media?
Guys, media literacy is a very, very important thing, okay? If you know how to read your ABCs,
mm-hmm.
you need to know how to work with the technology that's going on.
Yes.
Because there's no way you can look at this image and be like, oh my gosh, the Philippines is so nasty and dirty.
So dirty.
And like India and like the rest of the world.
The rest of the world?
What do you mean by that? There's like, what are we touching, like 200 countries and you want
the
to say
rest
that
of
only
the world.
Southeast Asia are the most dirtiest or produce the most trash. There's no like source. There's like, what's the source? Who is this man? Like, fact check your things and just be critical about everything that you're looking at online, because it's like people really be playing in your face. Like, guys, you literally just see
people do be playing in your face.
Take it in that you're just looking at a glass screen, okay? Start from there and then go back to think, okay, who or what am I looking at? Who is allowing me to look at this? Who posted this?
Who was it intended for?
Who was it intended for? Am I your audience? And why am I not your audience? Not even just that, because I feel like when it comes to environmental, like, things like that,
mm-hmm.
the audience is not just, like, advocacy groups and blah, 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 nonprofits. The audience is everyone who lives
the audience
and breathes
are people
on Earth.
Who think the Earth is flat.
You're not wrong.
But
I do feel like that just, like, downplays the entire, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Concept of like these kinds of like awareness. It backtracks from like the fact that we're really talking about a serious issue, because if you're talking to flat earthers, if you're talking to the round earthers, we're all on Earth. So if your goal is fix this Earth, then make sure that your media represents that. But if you're not representing that, you don't care about the Earth at all. So it's like, fuck the flat Earth, fuck the round Earth.
Yeah,
you don't care at all.
Yeah, it takes. I think images like that takes the conversation from why the waste is being polluted and why it's that much and why it's ending in waterways. And then it takes the conversation to why are these people producing this waste? Are they poor? Why are their governments not doing anything to stop this? And then it turns into a xenophobic issue.
Oh, 100%.
The Philippines,
like,
are dirty.
Yeah, you have this infographic, but you're not telling anyone what to do about the waste.
Right.
You're not telling anyone, okay, now what? It's just, you don't know what's producing on the
place.
Okay.
It's just, here, take the information. What am I supposed to do with it?
Is information true? Is information helpful? Is information, like, accurate? Is information anything like that? You
mm-hmm.
know, it's just bullshit. Okay. So you gotta have critical reception when you're looking at anything online. That's
critical.
The last thing I have to say.
Critical reception, guys.
And walk into any post, any video, any news, any whatever, with a oppositional, hegemonic position.
Okay, I'm sure some of you don't know what that means. Look it up.
What's changed when it comes to like thrifting in my like perspective is like before thrifting was like seen as like this stigmatized like way of shopping where
mm-hmm.
like the dirt poor would go
mm-hmm.
thrifting because they couldn't afford, like, a huge stigma around it. But
yeah.
I think with social media it like helped that like that part of it in terms of like people were like showing how thrifting can help them with their own like individual style,
mm-hmm.
help them like even on the topic of like being poor. It's cheaper. It's a cheaper way, like, you know, to get clothes and like blah blah blah.
And then I feel like social media just, like, normalized
it. Instead of making it something that people have to, like, do in the secret, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
let me just get this.
No, now it's like, hey, like, as you said, like, you say it proudly, like, I thrifted this. As for, like, the negative.
I've heard conversations about... With the way it's being popularized, people aren't doing it for the right reasons. Like, people are just doing it just to look cool.
I'm a victim of that. I don't walk into the thrift store and say I'm gonna buy this.
I don't think it should matter though.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, I don't walk into the thrift store and say I'm gonna buy this, like, you know, environment. Yeah. But I'm not gonna lie. Like, if it held, like, two birds, one stone. If I look cute and I'm saving the environment, I'm going to put it on and save the environment.
Might as well.
But if I want to go into another store and it has a little brand on it and I want to get it, I'm going to get it.
She's
going to
get it.
Am I aware of the consequences?
Yeah.
Am I willing to suffer them?
Yeah. Well, shit. We're already suffering them.
Look at the infographic.
Like,
please. I don't think thrifting being on social media makes it any better or worse. Because look at people like Wisdom. Like, he started off being just a thrifter because he couldn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? But then he ended up finding thrifting to be a way where he was able to find his individuality.
Yeah.
And
part of
that.
Oh, I like that.
So it's like, I can't tell, like, yes or no. But it's like, it's a different relationship with everyone.
Yeah.
People thrift for different reasons.
Yeah.
But as for, like, the whole perspective on it as a whole before social media, it was like, you're dirt poor, you gotta thrift. But now I feel like it's just like another way of getting clothes.
Okay. Do you think that creating current content around thrifting needs a different approach than traditional fashion content?
Yes and no. Yes, because I feel like everything needs a different approach. What I mean by that is, I think that every person has their individual style when it comes to, like, content creation. You might not be too, like fostered in post-production, but when it comes to, like, how you are and how you show yourself online or however you're creating your content, it's all about individuality and authenticity and being genuine. And I think there, you cannot replicate that. So if I make a video, or if I'm a thrifting content creator, you're a thrifting content creator, our videos are not going to be the same. But in terms of, like, the fashion creator, like, world as a whole, you're going to see the Get Ready With Me everywhere.
Yeah.
Even if you're a high fashion creator, or if you're Fashion Nova baddie, or if you're a thrifting goddess. Like, it doesn't really matter. I feel like the type of video may align with other creators, but the approach to how you make the video and what the video actually, like, reciprocates for, like, the audience and how it's
received.
Yes, guys. Sorry, we talk about audio consumption too much in class, and my brain is just not here right now. Day one. But anyways, yeah, how it's received will be different. But I don't think that the approach matters on whether I'm a thrifting creator or not. I just think it matters on what you want to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What do you think about the rapidly growing
hello
pricing of thrift stores right now? Because, full disclosure, I'm about to be done, and especially when they get their shit for free.
No, seriously,
Funny Village, I'm talking to you. You get shit donated and you put $10 on it, $15 on it for a hat. Are you kidding me? So what do you think? Like, it still don't gotta be expensive. Like, that's why we're thrifting.
Mm-hmm. But here's what's going on in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying, because, mm-hmm, like, who wants to pay a lot of money for clothes? Like, no,
right,
one. I would,
right,
rather buy a $2 shirt than a $30 shirt, whatever. Right. But a lot of these thrift stores are very, like, mom and pop shops, so, like, they need to make money,
okay,
somehow.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
How are they gonna pay for their leads? How are they gonna pay for their living? How are they gonna da 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 da?
Okay.
And a lot of the people who, like, run thrift stores, if it's not, like, those, like, new up and coming, like, vintage thrift stores, mm-hmm, cute aesthetic, mm-hmm, if it's just, like, you know, your average thrift store, they're gonna have to keep inflation, imagine that too. They're gonna have to inflate the prices a little bit to match the current economy and to also, like, sustain themselves as individuals running a store.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand the customer's perspective, because I wouldn't want to pay that much money for a top.
Okay.
But I get it.
If you're in a thrift store, how do you find items? Like, do you go in there with a particular objective? Like, I'm trying to get pants, I'm trying to get shirts?
Sometimes, yeah.
Or do you just go in there and wait for whatever the thrift gods give you?
Both.
Both.
One day, if it's like, okay, I'm going there for a reason, I'm like, okay, looking for a sweater, I'll look for a sweater. But if I see something cute, I'm gonna get that too.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just like, let's go thrifting. Just go thrifting and see what I find. I but know. Also, I tend to shop for the season that we're in or that we're going into.
Okay, but do you like typically search in the women's section?
Both.
I used to agree.
Men's have better pants.
Yes, women's just have about to say
tops, guys.
Like,
and then if you want something jackets, baggy, oversized,
men
jackets, everything. Men, like guys.
Don't ever limit yourself. Don't ever be like, I'm just gonna. Because it says women, I'm shopping.
Because
women.
You're lame and you're boring. You need to get out there and go check all the racks.
Don't. Everything.
The racks.
What's your... I don't know if you have this, but what's your biggest thrifted regret? Like, you bought something and you'd be like, okay, maybe I could have swapped that out for something else. Or this doesn't fit right.
Low-key, I have a lot. Because, like... No, yeah, because I just recall, like, giving away, like, a lot of clothes. Not, like, giving it away, but, like, throwing them out.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, oh, I'm not going to wear this anymore. But I can't really pinpoint one in my head. But I know that, like, there's a lot of clothes that I look at that I've thrifted in, like, high school and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm not just not going to wear that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my style anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So in that case, yeah. Sorry. You know what I was thinking of? The sleeves I got.
No.
This morning, I was thinking of it. And I'm like, I don't really think I'm going to style that. Like,
really?
It's not, like, for, like,
okay, well, I'm gonna just...
a look, but, like, not, like, regular.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
I
kind of regret that. But I didn't pay for it, really.
Yeah,
so it's like,
so,
it's vibe.
It's okay.
It's cute, but it's not like...
Okay. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and they were asking me... I think this person was really instigating, and they were already, like, opposed to it. But I give them the benefit of the doubt anyways. And they asked me, why do you thrift? Why can't you go to H&M like a regular teenager?
You want to know why? Because there's H&M at the thrift store.
How would you sell the concept of thrifting to somebody? Like, if someone comes up to you right now, Maya, why
you
are
you... You want me to answer that? Me?
Yeah, why are you going to the thrift store? Like, why? Why?
If you ask me that question, I'm going to say, look at my fit. This is why. Look. What do you mean? What do you mean, why do I thrift? Why don't you?
Why don't
try
you?
Try it.
Like, why are you so opposed to it?
Why and if you don't, then why are you worried about why I thrift?
Mm.
Let me thrift. Because look at my outfit. That's all I really have
to say. I agree. I think you find the coolest finds at thrift stores.
But that too, like, I like how it's like everything that you have, majority of what you have is like, it's one on, like, it's unique, but it's also like, you won't find it anywhere else.
Mm.
19.
Yeah, and I also like it because it's like, most of the brands are like discontinued.
Like,
yeah, I love it. One of the first things I did when I got to Ottawa last 2023, was find antique shops, and I really like that. But I also think it's quite rewarding. I find thrifting rewarding, because like, you're looking for a particular item. Last year for my birthday, I wanted a silk dress. I really wanted to wear a silk dress. I couldn't find one in time for my birthday. I got another dress. I didn't feel the same feeling of gratitude until like a week after my birthday. School was hosting, like, CUSA was hosting a thrift event, and I got a silk dress. Like, I don't think I've ever been that happy. I was so happy when you're looking for something and you can find at the hunt.
Mm,
the hunt
and the
cash. I love it.
Like, think about walking into a store and everything that you wanted is right there. But then think about walking into a store and then you have to look for everything.
You gotta look for
and
it.
And then boom. It's like, like, it's literally that.
Like,
that
I love it.
Dopamine rush.
The
or like,
dopamine
yeah.
rush.
And then another thing, I feel like thrifting is like kind of different because it's like, it creates a community. Like, people can,
yes.
like, let's go thrifting. You're not going to hear anyone be like, you probably will, but like, let's go to the mall, but like, no.
I think let's go to the mall and like,
clothes. I'm trying to think of like a clothing store brand that's like a like opposite to thrifting.
Urban Outfitter.
Let's go to Urban Outfitter.
Let's go to H&M.
Like,
I don't make
a day out of thrifting. I'm not going to stay more than 30 minutes in a mall store at all.
Yes,
at all.
Because first of all, it's
like,
too
it just
bright.
Won't happen.
It's too
bright. And the EDM
bright.
House music, guys, I love it on my own time, but it's not too much.
No, I can't listen to that for 30 minutes. 10 a.m.
We just walked in here.
I can't listen to that for 30 minutes.
No. Zero. And then everyone's wearing black. Everyone is so boring and like...
Nobody has stories to tell.
Scary and like...
Nobody can talk. You're talking to me all professional? No. Tell me what you had for coffee this morning, for breakfast this morning. I want
to
know that.
And then the ones who work on commission that have to like, here, you need anything? You need anything?
I swear to God. I was a victim. I swear to God.
No.
The dress, shoes, and earrings. No, the shoes and earrings I got for my birthday last year. I felt like a victim because I swear that woman was working on commission. And I swear she got me to wear to get that shoe.
They get you.
She got me. And I was so sad I got guts. I was so sad I got guts because like I got home. I don't really like the shoe. Like, I swear to God, the shoe's not here anymore. I gave it to my mother because I felt guts. I'm so sad I got guts. So, and then she was like, I used to work as a fashion designer in wherever country she was before she came back. I was like, and I believed her. Vintage? How do you think about that? Because I know, first of all, I know like actual like real vintage is expensive as fuck. And I won't want you because it is like quality materials, but like when it comes to vintage and people buying vintage and the court, like the discourse around it, what do you think? Because a lot of people will be like, well, you can't, like, this is probably a bad example, but Kim Kardashian in the Marilyn Monroe dress.
Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna say two separate things. One, the Kim K Marilyn Monroe dress. And then I'm going to say two things about that. Okay. We're going to have like little...
A little diagram.
Yeah. So part A of the dress is girl.
All the beads were falling out.
Girl, give it up. Just literally, it's okay. Like we would have all woken up tomorrow, forgot about it, and it would have been fine. B, that was so iconic and cunty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But like, I'm not sorry. It was cunty.
It was.
Like, that's like she actually me putting dress. On a vintage Nicki Minaj outfit or like, and something
Marilyn,
like that. Like,
it was,
I get
Marilyn
it.
Monroe.
You know, like, I get the concept and like what she wants. Like, I get it.
But like, she also. But like, she also first but forced then, herself
yeah,
into
yeah,
the dress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
basically.
It's also like she like did so much, like, she put so much strain on her actual physical body just to get. And like, you can't really put that much pride into a dress. Like, you can't. At this point, like, put yourself first and just whatever, find a new dress. Or just make a replica.
How do you balance your personal values, like sustainability, with the demands of a media-driven world?
Okay. So I was thinking about that question and I'm like, okay, what are my personal values that I, like, you know, prioritize? Because I get sustainability, but I can't say that's, like, my top value. And that's okay.
Oh, it is 100%.
But I don't know what is right now. I think I do, but I also don't. I would say, because I'm thinking of like media. I think right now, what I value the most is honesty, integrity, and like truth, and just the truth. So balancing that in a media-driven world means to, as I said before, always have a critical reception when I'm viewing anything or watching anything. And even for like media companies, like I will always like do my due diligence. Like obviously, like I have like social media, so I can't really like chastise Meta and like those big like companies and stuff like that. But it's always like, it doesn't hurt to be aware of the truth and the actual like non-integritous actions that are being taken place in the media driven world that is in such a demand for like the society we're in today. That's how I try to balance it, by just being aware, you know.
I know. If you could collaborate with any of these media companies to create thrift focused content, who would it be and why?
Amazon.
That's quite,
because
juxtaposition.
I know, right. That's why I chose it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, if we can find a way for like Amazon to like reuse what they
don't sell.
What they don't, and then also like I'm just thinking of that one picture of that shipping container in Mexico that's, like, right across the street from the thing. So I'm like, how can we work with that? But, like, also we can't. But, you know, like, do you get what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to...
Like, I get it. It will be a really, like, captivating... It would be really captivating content. Especially with Amazon and their
operation. No, but not just, like, the content side of it, but, like, the actual, like, the way that... Like, the operational side of how Amazon works.
Mm-hmm.
They create products, or people create products, and they sell through Amazon, and mm-hmm. you buy purchase. But I feel like if there's a way for like there to be like a reuse kind of
right
kind of aspect to it, or like a like less waste, but because like Amazon is like basically the number one media hub for shopping. So if thrifting is an aspect of shopping, then how can we integrate the positive components of it, where it's like sustainability, etc., to media companies like Amazon that facilitate shopping online, which we know does it in a very like dangerous and like non whatever way. So let's see if we can fix that. I don't know if we can right now. I'm in the planning stage.
Yeah,
but like
that would be interesting.
It's a proposal.
Amazon
reform Amazon.
Amazon.
That's my goal. Amazon reformation.
Pick up the call,
Bezos. I know you got that phone.
Pick up the phone.
We need that.
If you could thrift anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Japan.
Why Japan?
Japanese style is so cool.
Oh, yes. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at a thrift store?
Anything that wasn't closed. Like, you know, like
I was seeing Elvis Presley's head in ceramic.
Guys, can we talk about the Elvis movie?
I love it. I actually love it.
Mind breaking.
I love it.
Like,
I loved it.
Whoa.
I loved it.
It's the weird thing I've seen. I don't know. I can't recall. I've probably seen many things and I've just gotten like desensitized to it. Because they be really weird in there. Their stores are like weird.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he owns like, it's like family owned or like.
Yeah, like one of those. Or like
yeah, those scare me.
So it's like.
Like, I love it.
Things. Just like, what even is that?
You just don't know what you pull out if you dip your hand in the bin. That bin?
It's a Pandora's box.
The bin. Thrift store, flea market, online resale apps. They all have 50% off going on. Which one are you going to first?
Online, because I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flea market, because I can probably get more than clothes. And then the thrift store for clothes.
Mm.
So I'll do online for like things, maybe tech or whatever. And then flea market for like things, trinkets, like, you know what I mean? And then thrift store for clothes.
Thrift flipping.
Oh, yes.
Would you rather star in a thrift-themed documentary or direct it?
Direct it.
And there we
and
have
then
it,
she
guys.
Would star it.
Oh, yes.
Like, duh!
Duh! And there we have it, guys. That is all we have for episode 1 of The Thrifted Life. Stay tuned.
Caribbean.
Bye! 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 Bye, guys. Okay, cut the show.